You're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 8:46. Nearly 3 years after Arkansas executed a man convicted of murder, his sister is suing the city of Jacksonville in an effort to get DNA testing of evidence from the case. KUAR's Michael Hedlund has the story.
Patricia Young wants a judge to order the city's police department to release evidence that she says could exonerate Liddell Lee.
My brother proclaimed his innocence until his dying breath. From the day he was arrested to the day he died, Lee always insisted that he did not commit this crime and that he was innocent. We're asking the city of Jacksonville to allow us test DNA and fingerprint evidence from the murder for which our brother was convicted and executed. We simply want the truth.
Lee was arrested within hours of the body of neighbor Deborah Reese being discovered in 1993. Attorneys are now suggesting police, under pressure to solve the case, rushed the investigation. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Innocence Project were brought in to help in Lee's defense in the weeks before being executed in April 2017. Cassandra Stubbs, director of the ACLU Capital Punishment Project, says in later years, Lee pushed for modern testing of the evidence collected by police at the crime scene.
He had been asking for that testing since his arrest. He continued to write to the courts and ask for that testing, but his appellate lawyers had failed to ask for the testing when it became first available. And the court said, when we made that request, that we were simply too late. On the night of his execution, when we couldn't promise Liddell that we were going to be able to stop his execution, we did promise to continue to investigate the evidence of his innocence.
Over the last 2.5 years, Stubbs says they have been conducting the kind of investigation that should have occurred before Lee's trial.
That evidence has shown powerful new evidence pointing to his possible innocence. You'll see from the papers that we filed in Pulaski County today that much of the evidence on which the jury convicted was seriously flawed.
Nina Morrison, an attorney for the Innocence Project, wants the fingerprints and DNA evidence to be run through national databases to see if they match anyone else.
This is not just a frivolous request for DNA testing for someone who's been executed, but that there is powerful evidence that Mr. Lee might have been innocent. We don't know if he is innocent. You know, we don't have scientific tests proving that at this point. What we do have are very serious and scientifically based concerns about his guilt.
But Jacksonville City Attorney Stephanie Friedman argues the physical evidence is not a public record and not available under the state's Freedom of Information law. And in an email to the city's mayor and city council, she also wrote that releasing the evidence could lead to its destruction and would violate evidence retention laws. But Patricia Young says that's not fair to her brother and that the evidence should have been analyzed before he was executed.
The lawyers who represented him in the final weeks of his life tried to get DNA testing to prove that he was innocent, which is what Liddell Lee wanted. I couldn't understand why the prosecutors wouldn't let Liddell have a simple DNA test if they were so sure that they had the right man. By not testing the DNA and fingerprints evidence, the state have executed an innocent man. If my brother was innocent, that means the killer has gone free.
Lee was one of four inmates executed in 2017 before the supply of one of the state's lethal injection drugs expired. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.